841.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2 of the Live Saturday Edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231, and it is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Going to Duluth, Georgia for years, according to the AP, Lisa Ann Taylor's neighbors suspected something was going on behind the doors of her white-columned million-dollar mansion in one of suburban Atlanta's most exclusive neighborhoods. Scantily clad women were seen posing for photos in the driveway. Cars and trucks came and went at all hours, and there were loud parties. Despite repeated calls to police about the suspicious goings-on, there was no evidence of a crime. That is until 6 weeks ago, when authorities were tipped off to a website showing Taylor, who is a former penthouse pet of the month, sprawled topless on an ottoman and brazenly advertising services ranging from $300 one-hour photo shoots to dream dates that included a one-hour show. Well, police raided the red brick mansion on Wednesday and found what they described as a high-class brothel and the headquarters of a call girl ring whose customers received favors limited only by their imaginations and their ability to pay. Among the services offered was sex with the centerfold herself. She's a little on the older side at this point. And the other
You get a touch of stardom, though.
And other women for an entire weekend, $10,000, according to the district attorney, Danny Porter. He says whatever was asked for had a price. Taylor, who's 42, and her alleged business partner and fellow call girl, 30-year-old Nicole Probert, were arrested on charges of prostitution, racketeering, and conspiracy to possess cocaine.
Racketeering.
They were
as though they were toting around Tommy guns in this brothel.
They were released from jail Thursday on $27,000 bail.
I got news for these guys. Everything does have a price.
What do you mean?
It does. Well, you know, I mean, the fact is you can offer just about anybody enough money and they'll have sex with you.
Yeah, including the district attorney.
I would totally say that the district attorney would do it. He would.
I think so. The brothel's customers included, get this now, Mark. Can you believe this? Doctors? Lawyers? Businessmen?
People that want to have sex? Are you kidding?
Wait a minute. You mean that customers of prostitutes aren't just dirty old men walking the streets, homeless guys, the lowlifes, the dregs of society? Are you telling me that respectable individuals with major careers of importance would actually risk their livelihood by breaking the law and going to a prostitute? Can you imagine in this America?
It sounds like these guys are the only ones that could afford it.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Yeah, they were definitely some high-priced services. But I think it's interesting to point out that I think a lot of people, when they think of prostitutes, they only think of the streetwalkers. They think of the dirty girls, the ones that are hooked on crack, and they've got a pimp that slaps them around. And you know, the ones they see on Cops, the ones they see in the movies, the sort of typical, stereotypical version of a prostitute. And I think this is an interesting story because it points out the other side, the more unseen side of prostitution, the more hidden version of prostitution. And estimates have shown in the past that only about 15% of the prostitution business is street level. The rest of it is stuff like this.
You know, it's legal in Nevada. I mean, somehow or another, hell hasn't descended on America because of Nevada. So why is it that the other 49 states want to make prostitution illegal? Besides the fact that it stuffs money in the pockets of the police.
The vice squad?
Yeah, the vice squad, which I see no reason we need that.
But even so, it can't be near as much money as the war on drugs. I mean, it must pale in comparison.
Well, the thing is, though, is prostitution is part of the iron triangle that is the war on drugs. Because prostitutes,
it's not the war on drugs, it's the war on consensual activity.
No. The iron triangle, let me make this point, and I'll show you what I mean. Almost half the customers of drug dealers, probably women. Maybe more?
Maybe, I don't know.
A lot of those women probably make their money how? Hooking?
What, people buying drugs?
Yeah, low-level crack. I'm talking about crack.
You're talking about crack.
I'm talking about heroin.
Okay.
I'm talking about the hard stuff.
Okay.
The really dangerous stuff where violence occurs.
Yeah, it's easier to sell yourself than to break into people's homes.
Not much violence occurs over marijuana.
Okay.
Violence occurs over crack, meth, heroin, that kind of thing. You basically buy legalizing this kind of activity, you break the iron triangle that is the violence, the drugs, and the prostitution. They all go together. And if you can eliminate one of those things, you eliminate them all.
You certainly would take, first of all, if you're legalizing drugs, I see your point. You're saying if you legalize drugs, you're going to have less dirty girl streetwalkers, mm-hmm. basically, is what you're saying. But that's not going to make prostitution go away.
No, prostitution is never going to go away.
But if you legalize,
what about the violence that goes with drugs? And I mean, all these things are linked together.
I see what you're saying.
And it's because of the laws.
If you legalize prostitution, on the other hand, that will also make the streetwalkers go away.
Yes.
If you legalize them both, then it'll be a whole new world in America. If we legalize both drugs and prostitution, there would be very, very little violence. It would be cut far back, far less theft, far less breaking and entering. All of these things would be cut drastically down. And if you legalize prostitution, the lower-end prostitutes go away, and all prostitution goes indoors. It will go into legitimate business establishments, just like in Nevada.
Where, in all likelihood, it's going to be regulated. I would hate to see, you know, I think the regulations are only going to drive girls out into the streets. But, men are going to want...
There'll just be more independence.
They're going to want clean hookers. Women...
You don't need regulation to have clean hookers.
No.
What you need is competition. Because if there's more than one brothel around, and you can bet there would be... If there was more than one legal brothel for you to go to, they'd start competing for cleanliness. You'd see a sign on the door when you walked in that said, "Our girls are tested for STDs every 24 hours." And you'd have a guarantee.
Well,
that you would
you'd
not...
You'd at least have a sign.
Yeah, that you would not... You could have a guarantee. They could guarantee you if you tested first, like if you tested to prove that you didn't have STDs when you walked in the door, and then you had STDs later... Yeah, you might get some sort of a... There could be an STD insurance policy.
Well, there could very well be, a doctor who does the testing that could be called. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that could be done. Consumer Reports is a perfect example of, the sort of private licensing that can be done.
Back to the story, though. This former penthouse pet busted for running a brothel. Again, customers included doctors, lawyers, businessmen. They, too, could face charges, said the district attorney, in a warning that could make men jittery across Atlanta and beyond. Taylor and her friends are accused of using their website to offer their services during visits to Boston, New York, as well as some other cities. Probert's attorney, David Fuller, said she was not involved in prostitution. She's a successful real estate developer and single mother who recently came into an inheritance and did not need the money. He said, "This is just not her. It's a nightmare for her. She can't believe this is happening." It wasn't immediately known if Taylor had an attorney. The mansion is near the ninth hole in the Sugarloaf Country Club, home of
nice.
The PGA's Bell South Classic each May. It's a gated neighborhood about 20 miles from Atlanta, whose current or former residents include rapper Bow Wow, Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Brian Finneran, and Washington Redskins tight end Brian Kozlowski. These guys probably didn't spend any time over at her house, now did they?
No, I wouldn't walk there.
Porter could not say for sure how long the illegal activity was going on, but neighbors have been complaining for at least 3 years. Among other things, neighbors thought it was odd that all the basement windows were blacked out. Also, they saw lots of modest-looking cars and trucks that appeared out of place in the well-to-do neighborhood. In addition, scantily clad women were seen in the windows of Probert's house in nearby Lawrenceville. Now, this is a problem with the way the industry works. Since it's underground, you can't go and open a storefront.
Right.
So you have to operate out of homes. If you're going to operate a brothel, which is totally different from streetwalking, you have to do it undercover. You have to do it.
I don't imagine you could do it for too long until you got caught.
And then this is what they're pointing out. It's obvious that it attracted a lot of attention. But if you were to legalize prostitution, very few people would be running them out of their homes. They would want to get the attention that a storefront would bring them.
Right.
And so, therefore, you'd see signs out on the highway. I know some people would get upset about that, but I'm telling you, it's better to have brothels on the side of the highway than it is to have people getting their houses broken into for people that need a crack fix. It's better than that. Do you disagree? Do you disagree that prostitution should be legalized around America? Because that's what I'm promoting here today. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Should prostitution be legal? Yes. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. For all your voiceover IP needs, packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, and that does include the listener map. You can go and see where over 1,700 of our listeners around the world are at. And you can add yourself to the map if you like. Map.freetalklive.com. Like all the other features on our site, it's totally free. That's map.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
That's right. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We've been talking about prostitution. There's been a bust in the Atlanta area of a woman who was allegedly running a brothel out of her home. And it was in a sort of an upper crust style neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And you know they didn't like that.
And apparently there were people coming and going at certain times of the day or the night. The neighbors were suspicious for a few years. Finally, the police conducted a raid, and they've arrested this lady and one of her associates and brought them up on charges. And I'm simply saying that prostitution should be legal. This should have never happened. This house didn't even have to be in this neighborhood. There could have been a brothel on the side of the road somewhere that this woman was operating. She didn't have to operate it in a neighborhood. The only reason she was operating it in a neighborhood was because prostitution is illegal, and therefore it goes underground. Like anything else you make illegal, whether it be drugs or guns or whatever the product or service is, it doesn't go away. It just becomes illegal.
Right. You can't make prostitution go away. You can,
it's the world's oldest profession.
You can just minimize the damage that's done.
Right, and making it legal minimizes the damage.
Right.
Because when it's illegal, there's all kinds of risks involved. There are risks to the prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
There are risks to the Johns.
Yep.
For instance,
there are risks to the wives and husbands of the Johns and Jones.
True. That's true. Also, the real risk I'm talking about is a risk of violence, a risk of theft. For instance, a John can go to a prostitute, maybe meet a prostitute at a hotel room or something like that, and walk into the hotel room, discover that the prostitute has brought along a big tough guy with her. And then they proceed to rob.
They want his wallet.
They proceed to rob and perhaps even beat this man.
And then what does he do?
Yeah, you sure can't go to the cops. And it works the other way around as well. Like a sick freak rapist weirdo guy. Could call a prostitute
right.
up.
The girl thinks she's going to make $200. She ends up going over to this person's house or hotel room or whatever, and she's in little bitty pieces.
Right. These things happen, and they only happen because of the inherent instability and lack of safety that accompanies the black market.
Mm.
So if we legalize prostitution, we'll have a safer industry, because if you go and you just even take a cursory look at the legal prostitution industry in Nevada, you'll discover that it's very safe. The brothels themselves are in secure areas. One of them has a fence around the outside of it. There's security there. There are guards that are present. They're running a legitimate business. It's not going to be very good business if their security guards decide to beat you up because they want your money. Then you're going to spread the word that this is
right.
a scam artist brothel and no one should go there. They're going to go out of business.
Sure, bouncers at bars could beat you up, but why would they want to do that? The same reason. It'd be the same thing with bouncers at brothels.
And I'm so bummed out because we had a call come in during the break, and she probably had to go somewhere. But if you can call back, we'd really love to hear from Susan in Indianapolis or anyone else that agrees with her. She was going to point out, apparently, that prostitution is wrong. Well, and I presume that that means that she thinks it should be illegal. So if you disagree and you think that prostitution should be illegal, as it currently is in 49 of the 50 states, go ahead, defend the status quo at 800-259-9231. Until then, we got to go to these other calls that have come in. They're waiting patiently. Let's talk to Bill in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, guys, how are you doing?
Hey, good, doing sir. Great. Bill, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about, you guys are talking about the war in that, too, and the prostitution. I think the problem is we have too much Jewish influence on the war and
what?
On prostitution and everything else in the United States. They've got too much control. I think that's what the problem is.
Did you say Jewish people?
Do you think the Jews want to turn all the white people into prostitutes?
Great, and we can't overcome it unless we get rid of them.
Well, excuse me?
Why are the Jews the bad ones?
Influence out of the politics, media, we are in serious doom.
I don't think you heard your question.
Well, why are the Jews the bad ones? I don't see too many Jews in politics, by the way.
Too many that control the media and everything. Bill Kristol, we have the head of Disney, is a Jew.
Right. I understand that the Jews are heavily into the mm-hmm. entertainment industry. I also understand that Italians were heavily into the garbage industry in New York City. I don't think that really means anything.
You don't think that they're a bad influence, and why we're in this war right now, losing 10, 20 people a week of Americans dying.
Is President
Jews,
Bush a Jew?
Israel.
Wait. Is President Bush a Jewish
war?
Man? Does President Bush wear a yarmulke around? I mean, what are you talking about?
I've seen him with the yarmulke on. There's pictures of him with the yarmulke on.
Are the people in the in Washington, D.C., are the representatives and senators Jewish?
There was a lot more going to the Senate, actually, than there was.
What's the percentage, sir? What's the percentage of Jewish people in the government in Washington, D.C.?
Absolutely.
What's the percentage? That was a question.
I'm not sure the percentage, but there's a lot more that got elected this time.
Come on, just throw out a number. What do you think it is? Come on, take a guess.
The normal, but I mean, you've got people like Steven Spielberg as a Jew.
Yes,
Steven Spielberg is a very entertaining movies. What's your point?
The point is, that is the problem with America, is you got too much Jewish influence.
How did you get to think this way? I mean, how is it that you can come to this conclusion, sir? What sort of sickos were your parents? Where did you learn this from?
All you got to do is look around you and what the problem is with America. We're becoming a police state.
I can't tell the Jews. I can't find their little horns.
You can't find their horns.
We're turning into a police state. I'll agree with you that the United States is turning into a police state, but to blame it on one particular religion, one group of people, is absolutely absurd. I blame it on the U.S. government and the people that elected them. And a lot of those people, the vast majority of them, are Christians. And that's not to say that it's all Christians' fault either. There are plenty of Christians, sir. There are plenty of Christians that are good people as well. So I'm not. It's just retarded to blame one particular group for all of a country's problems. I mean, how do you get to this point?
You've got to say, you just got to look around you and look what's going on with everything.
I'm looking around. I'm not seeing the Jews be to blame.
Fox News, CBS, and the AOL, Time Warner, it's all ran by Jew influence.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem.
And what's the point? I mean, what's the conspiracy here? What are they trying to do?
They're just trying to take over the world, have the one world.
They want to take the world over and turn everyone into a Jew? Is that what you're suggesting?
Not to turn everybody to a Jew, but they'll get rid of everybody. There'll be the mass population reduction.
Mass population reduction. Why would they want to do that?
To get rid of everybody that ain't a Jew.
Really? So like a reverse Holocaust, then, is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
So they want to kill off all the Christians if you don't convert. It's like the Muslims is what. People come on the air and claim that the Muslims want to kill everybody that's not a Muslim. Now you're claiming the Jewish people want to kill everybody that's not non-Jewish.
Now,
basically.
Do all Jews know?
No, you're nuts.
Do all Jews. Hold on just a second. I got another question.
Just
look around, Mark. Just look around.
Do all Jews want this, or just like a select group of head Jews?
Let's say the Illuminati Jews. The Jews and Illuminati running the Freemasons.
What if you're not in the Freemasons?
So my friends that are Jewish, they don't want to kill me?
There are way too many questions here, and I have some more questions, because I want to know which Jewish people we need to look out for, and how can you tell if they're in the Illuminati or not? And are the Illuminati Jewish people trying to kill the non-Illuminati Jewish people? And if you've got a question for this nut job, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition, and as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. All kinds of different discussions going on, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we return to, I believe, Crazy Old Bill in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk, back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Bill in Kentucky. Oh, I guess the Jewish conspiracy got to his phone line, huh, Mark?
It must be. Apparently the big bad Jews and the Illuminati cut his line.
So this nutball calls in case you're just tuning in and you missed his call. You can always grab the archive later on tonight at freetalklive.com. But calls in. His name's Bill, allegedly. And he gets on the air ranting and raving, as some people have, I guess, in the past, claiming that it's a Jewish conspiracy of the Illuminati and the Masons to take over the world and kill everyone who isn't a Jew. Well, how do you know that, Bill? Well, just look around. They're everywhere. They're taking over.
I would think that the Masons probably have a rich history of not letting Jews in the past. I would just, you know, that just seems like it.
About the Illuminati, Mark?
I'm not sure what the Illuminati is exactly. I know that it has something to do with the triangle on the back of the dollar bill.
Yeah.
But, you know, please, and don't call in and tell me about it, because I just don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't. Look, I don't know a lot of Jewish people, but I've known a few of them in my time, and they've all been very, very nice.
Fine, folks. They're the same as other people, because they are people.
Some of the food, I don't know, the gefilte fish.
Yeah, the gefilte fish, not a good thing. That is a terrible Jewish conspiracy, the gefilte fish.
But as far as them on an individual basis, they're people. They're human beings, like everybody else. They have a brain in their head. They've got a They've got genitals in their crotch region.
They bleed red.
They're people. And believe it or not, they don't all agree.
No, whoa, not even this, close.
I know this may be hard to believe for the conspiracy theorists out there, but they're individuals, and therefore they think different, like on different subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know what? I think the problem with weirdos and racists and bigots is, I think their problem is they just haven't actually met any of the people that they hate. I don't think they've actually known anyone who is Jewish.
Well, I think,
or maybe they didn't talk to them about it. Maybe they didn't realize that the individual was Jewish. Or they don't know any black people. Or they don't know any Hispanic people. So it's easy to hate people that you don't know. It's easy to hate the people on the other side of town.
I would disagree. I would say that plenty of bigots have met, especially when it comes to blacks and Hispanics. I don't know about Jews. I've talked to many Jews that have told the story about the Midwesterners thinking that they have horns or something like that. I don't know how many.
It's just a Looney Tunes conspiracy to believe that Jewish people want to kill everyone in the entire world so they can have it all to themselves. It's just absurd. Let's go to Tim in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim going once. Tim going twice. I got no Tim. We'll try him back later. Maybe put him on hold. 800-259-9231. All right, so talking about this insane conspiracy theory, the idea, the suggestion that anybody would want to eliminate the entire world's population with the exception of one particular interest group is nutso. I mean, I don't think that the people who believe this theory have even given it any thought, because there's not enough Jewish people to operate the world's machinery, to operate all of the businesses and the services and the product providers that people are used to. I mean, if it's really true that the Illuminati's made up of a bunch of Jewish people and they're all trying to take over the world and kill everyone, well, they haven't really thought it through very far now, have they? I mean, if they're really the greatest minds in the world and they're so brilliant, because you've got to be pretty smart to get in control of, the media and the government. You got to be pretty bright, right, to get into those positions of power?
I don't understand how you can be in control of the media, and then that just jumps to being in control of the government. I don't see any evidence that Jews are in control of the government. Yes, there's evidence that there's a lot of Jews in the media. It's only evidence that that they were big into the entertainment industry in the early 1900s, and that's where they were comfortable going, and, they're established in it.
But I don't think that, if it's true, I don't think they've thought through their plan very well. Now, some people have said that they want to enslave the rest of the world. See, there's two versions of this conspiracy theory. There's the version where they want to enslave everyone else, and then there's his version, the guy they called last segment, where they want to just kill everybody else off. Either way, you're going to have a real tough time enjoying the lifestyle that you currently enjoy. Because if you are Ted Turner, I don't know, is he a Jewish guy? I don't know. Let's say that you're in control of the media. You're this big media conglomerate Jewish owner of the media, and if you own Fox News or ABC News or whoever, you're probably doing pretty well for yourself, wouldn't you say, Mark?
Yeah, I would think so.
Probably living in a nice neighborhood. Probably has a nice home. Probably a nice large family that's well taken care of. Maybe a few servants, that sort of thing. Got a lot of cash. Because you don't get to the top in the media world and not make any money.
Oh, yeah. You make a lot of money.
It's safe to say that they have a nice lifestyle. Maybe a yacht or two or three, a Humvee, something like a stretch limo at the beck and call. They've got a nice life. But if you kill everyone else in the world, all of a sudden there's not going to be anybody to run the canning facility where they make your foie gras or they make
How are you going to build boats or Hummers or
right.
Who's going to cook the food?
And it's not going to work when you're trying to force everybody into involuntary servitude, because then you've got to create, the controlling class, the class of people that take care of the slaves and force them to come to work every day. The productivity of the economy will dump out all these products and services, these luxury devices that you're used to enjoying would disappear. So really, all this is paranoia on the part of some crackpot racist bigots in the United States. There's absolutely nothing to back it up beyond the fact that there's a couple of Jewish people who make movies. Let's try again to Tim in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
I want to talk about the guy talking about the Jews. I believe David Icke talked about the reptilians controlling the world.
Yeah,
I don't
another
know if you guys
pot.
Have ever understood that.
Wait, what now?
Ever heard about the reptilians, David Icke?
Yeah, he's a nutcase.
I didn't. He was talking about the Jews, but what about that kind of conspiracy where he says that the reptilians are in human form and they want to rule through political leadership?
I'm not sure which one is more absurd. What do you think, Tim?
I think they're both a little crazy, but I believe the reptilians more than I would the Jews.
Why do you think the reptilians are more likely than the Jews to be taken?
I don't believe there's that many Jews in the power that the man talks about.
Perhaps Mr. Ikiak thinks that actually Jews are reptilians.
He could possibly do. I do believe that 9/11, they should investigate it more. There were some issues with Building 7 coming down.
Yeah, we've heard those claims too. Unfortunately, what flies in the face of those claims, beyond all the evidence that has actually been collected on great websites like loosechangeguide.com and 911myths.com, but beyond all of that, just look to the insurance company, my friend. This is the organization of individuals that has a financial interest in, if they could, not paying on the policy on those buildings. So they're going to do whatever sort of investigation that they can to find out whether or not these claims that the conspiracy theorists make are actually true. And if there was even a shred of evidence, they may be able to deny those policies. But they didn't, because there is no evidence. It's absolutely nuts to believe that bombs took down those buildings.
Right. I understand. I just think they should look into it a little more than they did.
But the problem is, if you believe, I see where you're coming from, but if you believe that it was the government behind 9/11, asking the government to look into it more is an absurd proposal.
Right. You need an independence, but I don't believe they'd ever pick anybody else to do it that isn't
right.
Government linked.
You're absolutely right. And even if they did find it, even if an independent study panel did find out some earth-shattering things, nothing would be done about it. Thanks for the
absolutely
call,
Tim.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Still, my question is, from earlier, should prostitution be legal? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it.
Mm.
But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
But what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer. And save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those. They're on us. And if you support Free Talk Live, you like the show, you like what we're doing here on the airwaves, then you can help us out by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com.
This is hugely, hugely helpful to us.
It's pretty important because your votes keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, because we're a radio show first and foremost. Then we put the show online. We're online streaming at the same time, but then we put it online in MP3 format and podcast it out to the rest of the world. And as a result of your vote so far, I think we're still in second place this month, which is good, but we could be in first place if you would go to vote.freetalklive.com. Take you less than a minute's time. All you need is an email address. It won't be sold, nor will it be spammed. That's vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us.
It really would make a huge difference.
Gets new listeners, new people encountering the message of freedom and liberty right here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Tim in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Tim?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you tonight.
Oh, boy.
On which part?
Well, on one part. The first part is prostitution should be legalized.
Excellent.
Hey, guys. Well, you want me to give you a good story?
Please.
Okay, I'll give you a good story. I live in Indianapolis.
And I'm a pimp. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tim.
My congresswoman is Julia Carson, who got her two nephews onto the Vice Squad here in Indianapolis.
Okay.
Well, they had a jolly good time.
Really?
Yeah, oh boy, they got paid by Indianapolis. They got paid by every place that had a called Red Light District in money and other.
So they were extorting.
Oh, yes, they had a good time.
Mm.
Yeah.
It does happen when
You know, that the only way to stop that kind of stuff is to legalize it. You're absolutely correct.
Right. You know, when you make it illegal, you give the mob an opportunity to operate these things like drugs, prostitution, and gambling.
Well, that's right. That's true. And if you brought the city in and you said, you know how much money the city could make off that? I'm looking at money-wise. That's a very good sort of a change.
Well, I certainly don't support taxes, but I see where you're coming from, and I can see how that might be persuasive to the bureaucrats.
Well, see, you have to have a license. I mean, every business has to have a license. Let's just say that. And then you're going to have rules and regulations and tests like you guys were talking about, because you can't really expect the house to always test themselves properly.
Ah, but yes, you can. You don't need to have regulations put on them by the government. Competition and consumer demand will automatically bring about voluntary self-regulation. Third-party organizations would step in and certify.
This is true, but you still have to have some baseline. You have to have a baseline to start out with.
Yeah, that's your opinion, but go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway, I was That's true. I'm agreeing with you on that. Okay.
How did the word come out about the two sons of this particular elected official? Did they get caught?
Oh yeah, they got caught. Yes.
What happened? Was there like a reverse sting on them or something? Or
I think she came down with her golden hand and said, "They're reprieved," and then nothing happened to them.
Nothing, of course. Of course not.
She's a congresswoman. You know, she's got all the power in the world.
And then what you're pointing out is a perfect example of the corruption that illegal products and services encourage. Because if it weren't for the war on drugs, if it wasn't for the war on prostitution, then these cops, these vice squad cops, would never have the opportunity to make that extra cash. They would never have the chance to go around and extort money from business people.
Oh, this is true. Yes, you're right. Absolutely.
And of course, and then there's all the other benefits of safer streets, less streetwalkers. I mean, there's all sorts of benefits to legalizing prostitution. So what else did you have on your mind?
Made me want to become a vice cop. Anyway, listen to your last two guests. Al Gore should be patting himself on the back for inventing the Internet and putting so much lies on it.
Are you talking about the crackpot with his Jewish conspiracy?
That one and the lizards.
Well, you know, that conspiracy's been around longer than the Internet. It's because there's a bunch of racists and bigots in America, and when a racist and a bigot raises kids, he tries to inculcate them and indoctrinate them with his sick ways. So,
well, you know, a lot of that, though, this is the funny part about it, is I was reading on the Internet about that just the other night.
The conspiracy?
Yeah, and otherwise, I would have even never known it, okay? So, I guess, dumb, blind, whatever. If it's out of your mind, you don't believe it. Now, the other one, this one last thing I had put on was
the guy
from Florida. He was talking about Long Beach, California, port.
And yeah, as an alleged red Chinese military base.
It is.
Come on, man.
The port is run by a Chinese company.
Okay, that's fine. You can believe that. But what are they importing?
I don't know. What?
They are importing.
Fortune cookies?
Yeah, no, I wish.
Mugu Gaipan.
They are importing tanks, missile launchers, and what they're doing is they're selling it down through Mexico, South America, to our great friend Chavez. And the reason why they had to have that port was there was no other port that they could land that type of equipment on.
They can't land tanks in Chavez's country? They can't land tanks in Venezuela?
Well, think about then they have to go around the horn. This is much simpler.
I see.
No, this was actually done. I remember this. I remember this being brought out in the news. Absolutely. I mean, people were beating on Clinton because he signed that.
So you're telling me there are Chinese troops in Long Beach, California, or there's just a company that's doing arms deals?
I tell you what, you jump over that fence and see what happens.
Well,
yes,
there may very well be some security there. There are
troops.
So the United States government, led by George Bush, is allowing...
he's got no choice because...
Oh, yeah, he does.
No, he can't stop it now.
He just invaded a sovereign nation. He's absolutely got a choice.
No, he has no choice.
Yes, he does.
It's just like what we do in Guantanamo Bay. We've rented that out for so many years. Well, they've rented out this port for like 90 years.
But they're not running patrols through the streets. They're not shooting Americans down in the in the dirt.
I agree.
Right.
I totally agree.
But you could bet that if they were doing those things, Americans would be a little bit angry about it. In this case, I guess they're just keeping quiet doing business, in which case,
Well, they're smarter than like the federales who run across the border and shoot at border guards and then run back.
Right. Tim, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Bill.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Hey, same to you. What's on your mind?
Well, earlier we were talking about legalizing prostitution.
Yes.
And that's peanuts compared to what I've been sitting here listening to on the phone.
What do you mean?
You guys were saying about... Did I misunderstand you to say that you don't believe that the World Trade Center towers and Building 7 were brought down by controlled demolition?
I think it's an absurd idea.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I wasted your time. You guys are goofballs.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean, goofballs?
You got to back it up.
He hung up. Okay. Well, you've got a lot of information there, don't you, Bill? What are you going to do, turn me on to Loose Change? Going to turn me on to some Alex Jones videos so I can sit there and watch all that stuff? I've seen it all. I've seen it already, and I know what the claims are. The claim is, get this, if you've never heard it before, the claim is that there was a weekend at some point where they shut the power down to the building, and the security squads were apparently not around, and that's when the entire World Trade Center buildings were laced with explosives.
By whom?
By somebody special.
Somebody in a dark organization that was willing to keep their mouth shut about the killing of 3,000 Americans.
Right. How many people did it take to lace the buildings, the World Trade Center towers, with the explosives? These are questions the conspiracy people won't answer.
What about the several companies that insured the World Trade Center? They lost billions of dollars in this explosion.
Yeah.
Did they not investigate the area around
no,
the World Trade
Mark,
Center?
No, Mark, they were paid off by the Illuminati. Their members, the heads of these organizations, these insurance companies, are also in the Illuminati. Don't you understand?
Well, the Illuminati is difficult to repudiate.
It's so crazy. I don't necessarily believe the government story. But I definitely don't believe the conspiracy theory story. And it really, there's a bunch of different conspiracy theory stories out there. There's not just one.
No, they don't all sit together.
Right, there's the conspiracy theories that believe that there were bombs in the buildings. Then there's also the conspiracy theorists that believe that they weren't actually passenger jets that hit the buildings, but actually unmanned military drone aircraft with weird little pods on the bottom of them that destroyed the buildings. I mean, it's just, they go from crazy to nuts.
A Cessna hit the Pentagon when, you know, actually they've proven, in fact, that without a doubt it was.
Right. There's all kinds of controversy over this 9/11 thing, and really, it's much ado about nothing. Because what matters is the fact that the government has gotten bigger as a result of whoever was behind it. And we'll probably never know what the truth is. Point is, it don't matter. Hour 3's on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Show it!